I'd just like to point out that much of what is presented here is work that is done and is not seen by the masses. You have a unique opportunity, young people, and I think in particular in the context of this verse is speaking to those who will grow up to be men. But the faithfulness begins in your youth. And it begins really outside of the visible sight of others. The soldier, think about how much work is done in preparation before the battlefield, the actual engagement of war, and how he needs to separate himself so that he is ready when the call is made to go into battle. He has to endure hardness. Okay, it's not a very easy thing, young people. It's very easy to talk about, but the preparation is now in your youth. We shared with the young men last night that Timothy was much older than probably the average age here, and he was spoken of as a child, as a young man, as a son, and he needed to be encouraged. You're at the age now where you need to be instructed. So that as you mature spiritually and naturally, that you come into the place where you can be considered a faithful man. And then in being one who is faithful, because the word of God is going to be passed on, if the Lord tarries, we need to have those, and think of this in this athletic year where you're running a relay, that those who are in front of you, from the generation that is above you, they're going to look back to be able to give the baton to someone who is faithful. So each of these pictures demonstrates to us the soldier, much training, much instruction outside of the sight of men, so that when the war, when you have to be engaged in battle, you are prepared. Then there is the athlete. And if you've ever been a runner, you're running and training when most people are asleep. And when they go to sleep later on that evening, you might be back out on the field working hard. And no one is with, these are very individual things. This is not really a team competition. This is the soldier who wants to be a faithful soldier. It's the athlete who now understands, because it says one who strives for masteries, he's not crowned except he strive lawfully. You must know the rules, the word of God, what it teaches, because the crown will not be given if you take a shortcut, if you figure out how where the loopholes are, if you figure out how to do things, well, no one's watching, I know how to get around this particular angle and I can cut off 10 miles on the road. It's for those who will be faithful. And then lastly, the farmer. You think of the labor, and I had a privilege of being at Brother Chuck's house some years ago, and he is truly a farmer as well. But I thought often of how much labor goes in before we sit down and enjoy the sweet corn, and the watching, and the watering, and up early, and the care. So young people, I want us to know that right now at this stage that you're in, you're at the stage, the very unique stage, to have a desire in your heart to be committed to the Lord. You're not at the stage yet where we're going to put the baton in your hand, but you're at the stage that you're beginning to say, I want to be one of those faithful men down the road. Whatever that down the road means, only God knows. That when the generation above who have been faithful to the Lord, Paul was being called home. He had passed the baton to Timothy. He said, Timothy, and there'll be others that you have to pass it on to as well. The question is, when he reaches back to give the baton, will I be able to reach forward to take up the responsibility?
I want to just mention, if I could, and you'll laugh when I say this, but over in the corner is the woman who probably works as much as I do. You say, well, why is that important? Because in this battle, you need someone whom is the Lord's provision for you, to walk with you and to go through life with you, to be your partner in the good times as well as the bad times. And she needs not to be one, brothers, of your choosing. She needs to be one that the Lord has provided. And the same for the sisters. Because, and I was thinking of this as Tony was talking, we sit here and talk about soldiers. And the advertisements that you see are those that would make this a very glorious looking profession. Let me tell you, it's not. This verse says warring. Do we understand what that means? That when I was a soldier, that there were those that were intent not on just maiming me. My boys have been in Afghanistan many times. The effort was not just to do something to them that would hurt them. It was to destroy them. And this is this soldier here. We are warring, and there is an enemy, and we are no match for him. And these words are strong words in all three of these examples. The soldier was warring. There was a battle, and there were tremendous consequences if he is given the advantage. And then the second one Tony has set before us in the way of striving. And I think that we know what that means. Striving for excellence, being the absolute best that we can be, you see. Let me tell you something. Your job and your education is important. But it is not as important as what we're talking about today. I hope you realize that. Someday when you're looking back and the Lord has given you children, if he be not come, and you see them going out into the world, you're going to be very thankful if they have been raised in a Christian home where Christ has been honored. So these are important things to consider as you're here at the conference. The third thing was, in fact, what you've just talked about, and that is laboring. Laboring for the Lord. The verses that we had as we began the week, and I think I mentioned them the first day, 1 Corinthians 15:58, steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. This is where young people that we want to be, with the things of Christ first. Now let me tell you something. The Lord has made you a tremendous, tremendous statement when he said, if you will honor me, I will honor you. If you will seek the kingdom of God first, all these things, the things the world is striving for, now, I don't need many of those things, but what I need as a servant of Christ, I have Christ's word that he will provide those things for us. So these are action words here, laboring. And then he says in verse 7, consider. Over and over in the book of Psalms, you read, Selah. Stop. Consider what I have said. What's it say there? Consider what I say. Do you know, Tony can't give Chuck understanding. David can't give me. I can't give David understanding. Understanding comes from the Lord. The two in the way from Emmaus. The Lord, you know, they are invited into his house. The Lord made as though he would have gone further. And they constrained him. And he opened unto them their understanding. Understanding comes from him. So the Lord help us that as we're looking at these things, it's not just up here somewhere, but it's for here. It's for here. It's for here. It's for here. You see?